Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Extreme cold warning continues until noon tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 15 below. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's near zero.
Nebraska schools will operate on a two-hour late start Wednesday. Kansas side schools will be closed Wednesday. Two-hour late start buses run accordingly at Diller, Odell, and Southern. Kansas side schools closed include Washington County, Axtell, Prairie Hills, Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn. Marysville is closed Wednesday. Parent-teacher conferences postponed a week. Frankfort, Centralia, and Valley Heights are closed on Wednesday as well. No school for the Kansas side schools on Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, winter is still looming across the Mid-America region and the state of Kansas with more snow throughout the day yesterday and record-breaking cold temperatures starting off the day today for the middle of the week. As WIBW reports, that many different communities around the state of Kansas are breaking records today with some of the coldest temperatures that we've seen for a February 19th. As the city of Wichita started off the day today being below freezing for the first time that we've seen since 1975. Salina is also set to break the record today with their record lows sitting at -5 that was set back in 1978. Towns like Russell, Goodland, Dodge City, and Garden City are also forecast to set records going throughout the day today and overnight temperatures. At the same time, with the winter weather, it's also harsh on some of the agricultural community as they say it's also calving season. As many farmers across the state say they are taking the extra precautions to keep both the new calves and mothers warm during the cold season.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Well, the nationwide craft retail store of Joann's may be closing stores in the state of Kansas after announcing their preparation to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and preparing to close hundreds of stores across the nation. KSNT News reports, according to the court filings, the company Joann did list roughly 530 underperforming stores across more than 40 states that would, quote, immediately begin closing. In a statement from a spokesperson for Joann's, they say, quote, this is a very difficult decision to make, given the major impact we know it will have on our team members, our customers, and all of our communities that we serve. A careful analysis of store performance and future strategic fit for the company determined which stores should remain operating as usual at this time. Right-sizing our store footprint is a critical part of our efforts to ensure the best path forward for Joann. Across the state of Kansas, three different locations of Joann's will be closing, including the location in Lawrence, one in Salina, and one in the city of Wichita. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Take advantage of a great tire deal at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 or less can qualify for a $60 card. Valid through February 26th. See bfgoodrichtires.com for complete details. BF Goodrich at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. What are you building for?
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state legislators are considering Legislative Bill 181 that has been introduced by the state senator out of the Omaha area that would allow migrants, regardless of their status, lacking permanent residency, but who have been in the foster care system in the state, to continue to be part of the state's existing Bridge to Independence program. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the effort that does allow willing individuals between the age of 19 to 21 that are moving out of the foster care program and aim to improve the transition out of the Nebraska foster care youth into independent and productive adulthood to also include Medicaid health care coverage, $1,000 in monthly stipend and case management to guiding housing, college or technical training and employment. According to the proposal and the fiscal note of the legislative proposal, they say the cost would be roughly $375,000 in the first year and was heard in the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. Mid-America Network News.
Love it and leave it at Rusty Eck Ford. Love your new ride and leave your trade behind at Rusty Eck Ford. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles. Choose from a 2024 F-150, 5.9% for 84 months. Or 2024 Expedition, $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214-4022. Or 2024 F-150, 1.9% for 36 months. Love your new ride. Leave your trade behind and get top dollar for that trade. Choose from over 600 new and used vehicles all ready to drive home today with zero down and low APR financing options. Getting into the car, truck, or SUV you need has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Cannot be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford credit. Interest accrues from date of sale, $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Tourism has released the 2025 Kansas Travel Guide, a free resource that offers ideas for exploration in the Sunflower State. Available in both print and the digital format, this covers attractions, the culture, history, lodging, and landscapes, and highlights Kansas' six distinct travel regions. To order a free copy of the Kansas Travel Guide, contact the Kansas Tourism Office at 785-296-2009. Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is accepting applications for 2025 scholarship awards. Detailed guidelines and the application form available online at kfb.org/scholarships. Deadline to apply is March 1st. American Legion Boys State of Kansas is accepting applications for the 2025 session, which runs June 1st through the 7th in Manhattan at Kansas State University. Designed for individuals who have completed their junior year of high school in the spring, the program has been expanded to those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Deadline is April 30th. Applications and information available online at ksbstate.org. Walking Kansas, a team-based challenge that encourages people to remain active, will open registration March 4th. Each team must assign a captain and a team name. Friends, family members, and others can gather. More information about Walk Kansas available at your local county extension office. Marshall County Fair theme this year has been selected and will be Prairie Skies and Sunflower Vibes, suggested by Ronna Trosper. A Library U at the Marysville Public Library features higher learning for adults. And on Thursday at 12:15, we'll feature hot sauce tasting. Unique ways to include hot sauce in your daily recipes. You can enjoy sampling, bring a lunch and a friend. Thursday at 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. Nebraska schools will operate on a two-hour late start Wednesday. Kansas side schools will be closed Wednesday. Two-hour late start buses run accordingly at Diller O'Dell and Southern. Kansas side schools closed include Washington County, Axtell Prairie Hills, Hanover Barnes and Lynn. Marysville is closed Wednesday. Parent-teacher conferences postponed a week. Frankfort Centralia and Valley Heights are closed on Wednesday as well. No school for the Kansas side schools on Wednesday. Marshall County Agency on Aging, Transportation, and Meals will not be operating Wednesday. Friendly Corners meal sites in Washington County will not be operating Wednesday. Manhattan Livestock Commission has moved their Wednesday cattle sale to Sunday, February 23rd, beginning at 12:30. Thursday's Frankfurt Development Trust soup dinner has been postponed a week and will be held February 27th. No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Commission Company, and Pinnacle Club at St. Gregory's will not meet Thursday afternoon. Pat Merritt, age 80, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pat Merritt. John E. Faxon, age 92, of Beatrice, formerly the Odell area, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for John Faxon.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An extreme cold warning is currently in effect until early Thursday afternoon. Some snow showers are possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in single digits. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Still staying cooler overnight tonight, mostly clear skies with our lows in the negative teens and negative 20s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the single digits, then partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Some sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s, then mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer on Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Monday as well, warmer with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 46, record high on this date 75, the average low 23, and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:16, sunset this evening at 6:06.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Been quite a tumble since last fall. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Kansas Jayhawks, preseason number one, now at number 23 and clinging to a spot in the rankings. Last night didn't help. Jayhawks losing 91-57 to BYU. 34-point loss, matching their largest margin of defeat in Bill Self's tenure.
I think BYU could have beat anybody tonight. They were great. And then we didn't do anything to make them play less than great. We shot, you know, our offense stunk, but that wasn't it. It wasn't our offense. It was, we couldn't stop them or get any momentum to stop them.
Kansas losing by 34, coming off the loss to Utah over the weekend. They haven't led in their last 80 minutes of basketball. Fifth-ranked Houston by 15 over Arizona State. Houston has won 14 of 15 games in the Big 12. Iowa State, 79-65, win over Colorado. TCU upends ninth-ranked Texas Tech, 69-66. In the SEC, Mississippi State gets past Texas A&M in a matchup of ranked teams. State wins by 16. Number 2, Florida, 85-63 over Oklahoma. Gators' 12th 20-point win this season. In the Big Ten, number 14, Michigan State, 75-66 over 13th-ranked Purdue. Baseball, Cubs have an agreement with free agent infielder Justin Turner, 1 year, $6 million. Vladimir Guerrero plans to be a free agent after the season. His deadline for a long-term deal was prior to him reporting to the Blue Jays. Shohei Ohtani threw his second bullpen session yesterday with the Dodgers. Big showdown between U.S. and Canada tomorrow in Boston. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau showed up for the first matchup between the two, Team USA. says they would welcome a visit from President Trump if he wanted to show up Thursday night. TGL last night, New York, a convincing win over Jupiter in the loss. Tiger Woods, with what he called the most embarrassing moment of his career, hit a perfect 99-yard approach shot, but he misunderstood the yardage that he was given. It was actually 199.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it up. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stains that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
High school basketball games that were postponed Tuesday due to the inclement weather have been rescheduled. Marysville will host Wamego Thursday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Blue Valley and Axtell at Centralia rescheduled Thursday. Another makeup from January 10th, Hanover at Onega Thursday. And Lynn will host Clifton Clyde this Saturday.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were little changed overnight after a winning session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones rose 10 points Tuesday to close at 44,556. The NASDAQ picked up 0.7%. The S&P closed at a new record high. Intel shares popped 16% Tuesday to $27.39, their highest price in 5 years. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Broadcom and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing are considering bids on Intel. President Trump is promising new tariffs, this time on imports of cars, drugs, and computer chips. The president says those import fees would likely be around 25% and could go into effect as early as April. Forget that the K in KFC stands for Kentucky. The fried chicken chain that boasts 30,000 locations worldwide is moving its headquarters to Plano, Texas. Fun fact, China has more than twice as many KFC restaurants as the U.S. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Your Napa Parts Store, Enon's Automotive, features filter days now through February 22nd. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Filter days run through February 22nd at your only locally owned and operated Napa Parts Store. That's Enon's Automotive in Marysville.
Good Wednesday morning. Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we approach the opening bell for yet another day of trade, now February 19th of 2025. First and foremost, just a quick recap from yesterday, as it was a mostly higher day in the grains and the oil seeds. A nice positive start to the week. Of course, Monday was closed due to President's Day. Yesterday in the livestock, it was mixed to generally higher. February live cattle did drop 30 cents down to 197.45. April live also in the red, down 22 to 194.02, but the later contracts did see some slight gains. Decent day for feeder cattle, though, as we saw March feeders up 337 to 269.72, April up 267 to 269.10, and the hogs were higher as well. April lean hogs finished up 60 cents to 93.20. May was at 96.87. That was up 45 cents. Again, yesterday through the grains and oil seeds, it was a nice positive finish pretty much across the board. Here through the overnight pre-trade session, we're seeing much of the same, as we see Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all a couple couple cents higher. March Kansas City wheat's up 1.25 to 628.5. May at 640.5 cent. That's up 1.25. Oats also fractionally higher. March oats up 0.5 cent at 344.5. Into the row crops, we see March corn up 2.25 at 504.25. May's up 1.75 at 517.5. Soybeans also on the rise. March beans up 4 to 1042.5. May to 1059.5. That's up 3.75 cent. March soybean meal up 50 to 294.30, and soy oil up 47 to 47.77. Cotton, in contrast, though, is a bit lower. March cotton down 53 at 66.98. In the energy markets this morning, crude oil up 70 at $72.55 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny at $2.10 a gallon. Heating oil also up 1 cent at $2.45. And natural gas is up 8 at $4.09. February gold's up 320 to 29.34.80. Silver's up 7 cents at 33.44. And the dollar index up 11 at 107.070.
Listen up, farmers. If contacting your crop insurance agent isn't on the top of your to-do list, it should be. Proper risk management has never been as important as it is now in today's economic environment. Multi-peril crop insurance is all the same price. If you're not getting service for free, call P&B Insurance, the best crop insurance agent in the Midwest. P&B Insurance Agency, 1-800-722-9525. That's 1-800-722-9525. P&B Insurance.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kochia is starting to make its unfortunate appearance in crop fields in Kansas. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses why growers need to control the weed before it emerges. She says what it looks like upon emergence and what makes it difficult to handle.
So kochia can be, to the untrained eye, confused with pigweed seedlings sometimes, Palmer amaranth. It does have a little bit of a pink tinge. But the key characteristic of kochia that really affects the efficacy of post-emergent herbicides is the fact that the leaves are covered in hairs. And so I hear folks a lot of times talk about puffballs, right? They look like little, there's so many hairs, and the leaves are pretty close together, so they just look like little puffballs in the field.
Lancaster explains why kochia is a struggle for farmers.
So the time to control kochia is before it emerges. So a couple of reasons for that. One is the puffball factor. The other is that we do have quite a bit of resistance to some of the products we might like to use post-emergence. So we know we have resistance to glyphosate, to some of the ALS inhibiting herbicides, even to atrazine in some cases. So really going after kochia pre-emergence is the thing to do.
There are multiple options for control that she lists.
So from a herbicide perspective, we generally think about a recipe that contains at least two effective herbicides with differing modes of action, right? That's herbicide resistance management 101. But the other thing that we need to look at as we think about making combinations of residual herbicides is what is the availability of those herbicides going to be for uptake by that germinating seedling? So we want something that's going to take a little bit of water for activation. So dicamba is getting a lot of attention as a herbicide with that property. And then we want something that requires a little bit more water for activation. So, you know, depending on your price point, maybe something like a pyroxasulfone containing herbicide like Zidua might be a reasonable alternative or additive there. But one of the more common recipes would be dicamba, atrazine and then some flumioxazin because it's cost effective and also has some activity on kochia and does not have a lot of rotation restrictions for us.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with how farmers should take care of kochia control before it is popping up in their fields. Learn more on this topic from recent articles at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Wednesday's postponed cattle sale at Manhattan Commission Company has been postponed again until Sunday, February 23rd. Due to the inclement weather moving in, this Wednesday's sale has been moved to Sunday, February 23rd, beginning at 12:30 at Manhattan Livestock and Commission Company.
For a fleeting moment on a frost-covered morning, you might experience one of nature's most dazzling displays. It's all about hoarfrost today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 19th, the 50th day of the year. Actor Jeff Daniels has a birthday, and Thomas Edison patented the phonograph on this day in 1878. No matter how winter-weary we feel, there is still a winter spectacle that can take our breath away. With the right temperature, humidity, and calm air, delicate ice crystals will form on grass blades, stems of bushes, looking like tiny fuzzy beads. The phenomenon is called hoarfrost, of course, and it's the result of air vapor crystallizing directly onto surfaces. It most often occurs in morning hours, just before the sun is warm enough to liquefy those crystals. But for a few sparkling moments, you'll know what inspired the term winter wonderland. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Nebraska schools will operate on a two-hour late start Wednesday. Kansas side schools will be closed Wednesday. Two-hour late start buses run accordingly at Diller, Odell, and Southern. Kansas side schools closed include Washington County, Axtell, Prairie Hills, Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn. Marysville is closed Wednesday. Parent-teacher conferences postponed a week. Frankfort, Centralia, and Valley Heights are closed on Wednesday as well. No school for the Kansas side schools on Wednesday. Marshall County Agency on Aging, Transportation, and Meals will not be operating Wednesday. Friendly Corners meal sites in Washington County will not be operating Wednesday. Manhattan Livestock Commission has moved their Wednesday cattle sale to Sunday, February 23rd, beginning at 12:30. Thursday's Frankfort Development Trust soup dinner has been postponed a week and will be held February 27th. No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Commission Company, and Pinnacle Club at St. Gregory's will not meet Thursday afternoon.
I'm Tim Smack with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As the KU men's basketball team gets beat for the second straight time to BYU this time after losing to Utah just a few days ago, this time to the Cougars of BYU, 91-57. Dickinson led the Hawks with 12. Up next for KU, they will host Oklahoma State on Saturday. Women's basketball was also in action for the KU Jayhawks, and they prevail in a Big 12 clash with UCF as Samaya Nichols had led all scorers with 20, and KU wins 63-58. They will play in Manhattan on Saturday versus K-State for the Sunflower Showdown. And lastly, for the University of Kansas, as their golf team is in contention after two rounds, they sit just 6 shots back of the lead. Now to Wichita State University. Their women's basketball team is also in action tonight as they open up a 2-game road stretch this evening on the road against Temple up in Philadelphia. That game will tip off at 6 p.m. Now on the men's side of things, the American Athletic Conference has named Corey Washington Player of the Week, as well as he is awarded the National Player of the Week.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Now let's swing things back to K-State, this time on the baseball diamond, as they had a late-game rally, which came up just a bit short against the number 6 team in the country, University of North Carolina. They lost last night 12-9. They would play Arkansas on Friday at 7 p.m. first pitch. Quite a few basketball games took place last night in NCAA men's basketball. UConn downs Villanova 66-59. OU comes up short against the number 2 team in the country, Florida, 85-63. Mississippi State over Texas A&M 70-54. Michigan State 75, Purdue 66. And TCU downs Texas Tech 69-66. Now, in trending news, it was Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander parting ways with his agent. Also on the NFL landscape, it was them re-signing quarterback Andy Dalton to a two-year contract. And after having their mid-season break, the National Basketball Association is back in action. In fact, only one game tonight. It will be the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Charlotte Hornets and with a 9 p.m. tip-off. I'm Sam Speck with your Mid-America Sports Network update.
High school basketball games that were postponed Tuesday due to the inclement weather have been rescheduled. Marysville will host Wamego Thursday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Blue Valley and Axtell at Centralia rescheduled Thursday. Another makeup from January 10th, Hanover at Onega Thursday. And Lynn will host Clifton Clyde this Saturday. Sub-state basketball pairings for 1A teams released. Hanover and Lynn girls are first and second round seed and receive first round byes, advancing to host semifinals Saturday, March 1st. Sixth seed Axtell girls host Natoma Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. On the boys' side, first and second seed Hanover and Axtell receive first round byes, advancing to host semifinals Monday, March 3rd. 7th seed Lynn boys host Lost Springs Center Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Semifinal round winners move on to the championship games at Tescott Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. Centralia girls are top seed with a first round bye, while 5th seed Washington County girls host 12th seed Frankfort first round Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. On the boys' side, 5 seed Frankfort will host Onega, 8 seed Centralia's home to Blue Valley, and 11th seed Washington County boys host Rural Vista with games Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Semifinal round winners move on to the championship games at Centralia Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. 2A Valley Heights and 3A Marysville brackets will be released next week.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Extreme cold warning continues until noon tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 5 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 15 below. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's near zero.
KNDY.